Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Nick Wright is right. Last night was the last night you will see the Celtics in that form, I do believe. Jason Tatum, if you missed it, has had surgery to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon. His recovery is now 8 months, maybe, because that's what his hero, Kobe Bryant, did, 8 months. I'm guessing that's where Jason Tatum is going to circle on the calendar. If Kobe can do it in 8 months, I can do it in 8 months. Or it could go more than a year plus, because that's been very common with others. He is one of the younger superstars in the NBA to have this injury. Most of them were in their 30s, whether it was Dominique Wilkins or KD or Kobe. They were all in their 30s. He is 27 years old. But Jason Tatum is beginning the process of returning. The Boston Celtics will play tomorrow night without Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown will begin the process tomorrow night against the Knicks in a must-win game, Fitzy. It's literally a must-win game because if you lose, the season is over and you go home, and Lord only knows what the offseason brings. So Jaylen Brown begins the process of being the centerpiece. Everybody wants to throw it out there. The big money he makes, this is, you know, why you get the bag, Jason Williams. This is why you make $300 million. But another question we have to throw here that Nick Wright is alluding to, what does this mean for the Boston Celtics long term? Let's assume everybody is right and they are not capable now of winning the NBA title. They either lose to the Knicks or maybe they get to the Pacers, lose to the Pacers, whatever. They come up short of a title. They don't defend their title. There were already discussions about, Bob Chisholm, the new owner, they're going to have to get below the threshold. They're going to have to cut costs. Are they trading Jrue Holiday? Are they trading Porzingis? Are they trading Jaylen Brown? Does Al Horford come back? Al Horford was planning on coming back. Does he still plan on coming back to a team that doesn't include its best player that probably is not a true championship contender? Those are some of the questions that the Celtics and the players involved have to answer sometime in the coming weeks and months, Ted.
Yeah, and that'll be interesting. You and I were talking off air about how does this injury impact, guys' decisions or the team's decision? I don't know. I mean, if I'm the team, it's like, I'd want to keep as many pieces as I could here just in case. I mean, you said Kobe Bryant had an 8-month recovery. If you look at, that would mean Tatum would come back by the end of this January, right? So he could theoretically, he could still come and play
mid-season
at the end of next season. So, do you want to blow it up for that? I mean, I think one of the better examples is kind of what you said to me was, Al Horford. Is Al Horford want to come back to a team that doesn't have JT, and I don't know, maybe you're the sixth seed or the fifth seed, and you gotta get to the finals going through that way. Do I want to come back and do that? Maybe not. So I don't know. I mean, I honestly have no idea, Fitzy, how this is gonna fully impact the roster with the new ownership. With this, I have a hard time kind of understanding. I mean, does the team think all of a sudden, no JT? So we need to offload all these guys. Is that a good look for the Celtics? I mean, with Celtic City, I think the Celtics are kind of feeling themselves right now. Went in the whole thing last year. They're highlighted in HBO documentaries. I feel like they kind of view themselves as kind of like the franchise that does it the right way in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to all of a sudden just start offloading because you don't think that you are any good now that JT's not there? What kind of message does that send to your fan base? So I think they're in a precarious and tricky situation, Fitzy.
Yeah, the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Lakers, your marquee franchises of North American major sports don't just take years off. They don't just purposely say, unless, of course, you're the Red Sox, you don't say bridge year. You don't say rebuild year. You always try to compete at the highest level. You know, you're trying to find a way to stay up there or at least be near the level of excellence that you've established. And the Celtics, though, they've been in all-in mode. And now when the centerpiece, the fulcrum of your all-in extension is out for probably an entire season, you have to weigh the consequences. Do you actually take the unexpected sell-off year, or do you find a way to stay in it? Yeah, they have a lot of talent, Ted, but like Porzingis and Holiday, they take you into that second apron. Horford, like you said, he's going to be 40. Do they just sell off some parts and like see if they could maybe be a 7-8 seed and chalk it up to, well, we hung around and we gave our fans a season of heart after Tatum hurt. Like that's a tough sell. It's a tough decision for a new owner to make.
See, I think the way you need to spin it and package it is you also have a responsibility to prepare. So you're going to lose two postseasons of Tatum, potentially. Let's just say worst case scenario or bad scenario.
Yep.
He doesn't finish this postseason and you don't have him next year. So you lose two prime of his career seasons of Tatum. You have a responsibility, if you're Brad Stevens, in my opinion, to be prepared when he is healthy in return to be ready to compete for championships again. And I don't think you're doing that with Al Horford.
You're not selling. Okay, good. Sorry.
You need to get rid of or change the demographic of your roster. Al Horford is not going to be around in all likelihood when Jason Tatum is ready to compete for a title again.
And no disrespect. I mean, as important as he is, that's
I'm just
an
talking,
easy one to put out there.
You know, actuarial tables and ages.
Gotcha, yep.
Drew Holiday, probably not going to be competing at the highest level. Those are two guys that combined make a boatload of money. Can you make some moves this year that, yes, may look like a regression, but are really preparing you so that when Tatum returns to full health, you're ready to hit the ground running?
Well, the two guys that you mentioned, I think those are both probably prime examples of guys that they would probably move on.
Yeah, they could.
Do you think they have guys, bullets in the holster, though, when those two guys leave? I think you can make an argument and they do. I think you could say, well, okay, Peyton Pritchard's, his time is now. Now that, you know, Drew's gone, you can put Peyton Pritchard in there. You know, I don't know, maybe to a lesser degree, but, you know, maybe not without Al Horford, but you know, my man, my big man, what's his name?
Luke Kornet.
Luke Kornet. Thank you, Luke Kornet. He does a serviceable job. He doesn't hit the threes like Al does. He doesn't spread the floor, but he can do some of the stuff that Al Horford does.
Jason Tatum loved him on the pick and rolls. They fell in love with that late in the regular season,
which is what Al Horford likes to do too.
So I just. You're going to, if they make moves, yes, will we be stunned and like, oh, they're giving up on next year. It's a bridge year. They're not trying to win. Well, maybe they're trying to win when they think they'll be capable of winning at the highest level again, which involves Jason Tatum. The other big piece here is what I talked about earlier in my three-point stance is Jaylen Brown. How do you feel about Jaylen Brown? What is Jaylen Brown's role, A, tomorrow night? That's the immediacy of tomorrow night. Next year without Jason Tatum, but then when Jason Tatum returns, are you keeping those two pillars together long term, or is that another chip that you could? Because that's the biggest chip. That's the toughest one. If you traded Jaylen Brown this offseason, I don't think you can, personally. I don't think you can lose Jason Tatum for the year and trade Jaylen Brown.
The fan base would go nuts.
As they should.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a very superficial thing to read. But, I mean, I guess you could do it if you got a superstar in return.
I don't even understand why, other than to save money. Like, there'd be no reason other than to save money.
That would be the reason. Okay, yeah,
it's not a good reason
to reset the books, to use Bill's term. Reset the books next year. Oh, Tatum's out, so we can reset the books. Yeah. We're not going to win anyway. Reset the apron, those types. Because Wick Grosbeck told the Greg Hill Show, Fitzy, no team will stay above the second apron for more than 2 years in the NBA. So if you're resetting the books, that doesn't mean you won't go above the second apron again in a couple years under Bill Chisholm when Jason Tatum's back. It just means right now, maybe you're being frugal or smart or, you know, good business, taking advantage of the opportunity that was unfortunately presented by this injury.
Yeah, so you're obviously the line of, like, we'll get paid in parades is now officially it's officially unofficially out the window for this season. Mm. And it's more than likely out the window for next year as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you have a chance to reset the books, you do so. But that means you might not be leaving Pritchard and Hauser and Brown and whoever else decides to stay with enough talent to compete at a top of the conference level. So, you know, you get used to being middle of the pack and, you know, aiming for 48 wins. Unless now, don't forget, the trade for Drew Holiday kind of came out of the blue because they were able to offload some parts and they got rid of Time Lord, and in came Drew Holiday, which was a very necessary veteran championship caliber component. If they're going to offload Holiday, Porzingis, maybe some other components, what do you think they'll need most? Size? Are they going to need a big bot, a power forward? Are they going to need a shooter? I think they're probably going to want to go with a consistent shooter as well, because look at how this is Missoula ball. Do you think he's really going to revamp his entire coaching philosophy?
No, and that's you got Hauser, you know, you got who's
fine. He's just a good complementary player.
What you're saying
player.
Is like, maybe do you take advantage and take a couple steps back and then, but you need to take two steps forward quickly to get, because Tatum's going to be ready in 2027. So
yes.
It's like, you want to take 1 year off, careful. Taking a year off might mean not being where you need to be for the next 3 years.
But this is where, again, Wick Grosbeck told the Greg Hill Show, they're lucky to have Brad Stevens. He's the best in the business. He knows the players that are available. The Derek White trade. He thought Derek White was one of the key pieces to finish this team, and he was
and
right.
Me and Brad Stevens.
And you. Okay, you and Brad. Teddy, victory lap over here. And so he probably has guys on lists where he's like, if this happened, this is the guy I want. And Fitzy, to answer your question, I think it's a stretch five. It's a spacing big. It's a big who can shoot. Because if you get rid of Horford and Porzingis, those are two bigs that can shoot, that space the floor, that do a lot of things. If those guys are not part of this team, some version of those guys needs to be part of this team. Yeah. Down the road. And I don't know who that is. Do I go back to rooting for Miles Turner? He's probably a little old at this point. He was my dream like 5 years ago. But players like that, I think you need to have in the pipeline preparing for whatever. Because I'm assuming Joe Mazzulla is the coach. That's the other weird thing here.
Yeah.
Things go south fast in the NBA.
That's
Brad's guy, though.
Yeah, I mean, it is Brad's guy, but things go south as quickly in the NBA. You can go from coach of the year, winning a title, to oh my God, this team fired that coach 18 months later or something. We've seen it.
And put the Tatum injury aside. I think a lot of people were blaming Joe Mazzulla for how this was going. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Losing to the Knicks.
Yes, this postseason?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
So, and we can say, you know who learned this lesson very quickly? Jerod Mayo. We say a lot of things. Oh, Jerod, you got 3 years. You're going to be great at this. And then when you live through the bad, and I'm not saying it's going to be terrible next year. I have a lot of faith in Jaylen Brown. You guys know that. I think Jaylen, that's the other, the texter brought this up. Jaylen Brown's future is at a bit of a crossroads here too. If he now has the rest of this postseason and then next year, assuming he's here in Boston, to be the guy, we're going to look at him differently in 12 months, right? Better or worse. Either, oh my God, he's Robin. He couldn't do the job without Batman, or, did Robin just put on the bat suit and take over?
And then here comes the old Batman coming in, limping a little bit and being like, hey, I'm Batman. No, I'm Batman.
You've been gone a long time. Things aren't the same
That's
as
right.
when you left.
That's right.
So there's a lot of
stuff.
It is. And this is why sports are fascinating and they change in a hurry. Let's go back to the phone lines because I'm intrigued. Sometimes I don't care necessarily what the subject line says, but sometimes I'm very much intrigued. And Kurt in Tampa, Florida, bring back Marcus Smart. Kurt, what are your thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, I don't know. I think honestly, bringing back Marcus Smart, like it's like for Drew Holiday, almost like just trading back. His salary's $10 million less per year, so you save a little bit of money. And honestly, like, I think if he was in this series with the Knicks, I think he would help them a lot defensively right now.
Well, I don't think
I don't hate that idea at all.
But, I mean, you can't make the trade before. I mean, there's a series going on. He wouldn't help you against the Knicks. He can't help
you. Not this
You'd
year.
Be bringing him in for next year, an expiring contract after the year.
I think that's silly talk.
I don't love the idea. I like your idea better. Like, if Drew Holiday is leaving, to me that opens up the door for Peyton Pritchard to get that, you know, that opportunity where everybody said on another team he might start. Okay, start him here and see. He's not going to be good defensively. As good. as good. He's not as good as Jrue Holiday defensively.
No, no, no. Oh, okay.
He's better offensively.
But Marcus Smart. I just don't
think. Oh, no, no, no.
I think it's not even close. Praying Pitcher is a better player than Marcus Smart.
Yes.
Smart is right now.
Yes.
So I don't understand why bringing him back would be.
And he's a better defender than people think.
Absolutely.
He's not a great defender. I don't think he's a shutdown defender.
But he's more than serviceable.
Yes. Now, there was also just a quick getting back to last night's game. Did you see when he was trying to box out Karl Anthony Towns and he just shoved him down like a little kid? And I was like, isn't that a foul? Like, he grabbed it and he put the ball back. And I'm like, isn't that kind of the definition? He didn't jump over his back, but he shoved the guy in front of him to the and Peyton Pritchard just made a face like, I don't know what you want me to
do. There's
nothing I can do there. He's much larger than me. But that would be something if you want to look for the optimism of opportunity. That is here for the Celtics. Peyton Pritchard might be number one on my list. We'll find out. We can now find out, and you might find out, Fitzy, do you want to invest in him? Is he worth more money in a longer-term deal?
And Joe's a believer in him. Gave him opportunities, and he got a big fat, you know, for him, a big fat contract.
It's an absolute steal by how much he's played, what he contributed in his sixth man of the year status. For what it's worth, Marcus Smart is owed $21.6 million next year in 2025, 2026. And after that, he is an unrestricted free agent for whatever that may count. If they want to have some sort of Patriots reclamation highway, bring back one of our old guys / Milan Lucic. Hey, bright, shiny fan service object over here, Celtics fans.
I also don't like what that would do to Jaylen Brown. Like I just said, he gets an opportunity to be the guy. Now you bring back this former leader guy that sort of changes the dynamic. I want no part of that.
No.
We're playing talk radio here. Actually, we're doing talk radio here. We're not playing it. But the text line wants to play a little talk radio. So I'm going to throw these are from the text line, so nobody yell at me. These are you, the listeners, taking part in the show. 617-779-7937.
We know we trust them with our lives.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone thinking trading Tatum is an option? Trade Tatum and KP to Dallas for Flag.
Andy, are you crazy? Why are you bringing up this stupid, stupid stuff?
I love it.
Okay, so let's give it the 10 seconds it deserves.
Yeah.
Why would Dallas do that? They're going to trade for KP, who's always hurt, and they already had him.
Have you seen what Dallas has been doing lately?
Yeah, but now they're getting Cooper Flagg, a generational talent.
People are saying they might trade away.
They're not going to trade that away. They're going to keep Cooper Flagg because he's a generational talent.
They're going to trade him to us.
Now it's for Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Anyway, so Cooper Flagg is going to Dallas. It was rigged by the NBA, you goofs. It was rigged. It was part of the long con.
All right, easy.
Frozen envelope. Just to answer the question, there's no way in hell they would, because Tatum is everything they want this organization to represent.
Yeah.
Just the way he goes about his business, who he is as a person, they're not going to trade away a guy that basically is the poster child for what the organization represents.
Stiz, what did you – I'm not sure if you said it on air or in my ear. I know you want the listeners to hear that. What does Jason Tatum stand for?
Soft.
Wow.
I love Tatum and tease and tease.
I can tell.
No one wanted this injury. But I texted this to the group chat last night. Watching Brunson over this series, every time the camera would pan to Brunson, he looked like he was ready to kill somebody. And I feel like we just never got that with Tatum. That was the stuff that we've been talking about for the past few months, that he just doesn't have that dog in him.
Okay, so you didn't like the option of trading Tatum and KP to Dallas for Flag, the number one pick. Okay. We'll cross that out. I got a Sharpie. How about a simple four-word text from the 207? Giannis to the Celtics.
Doesn't interest me.
That doesn't interest me either.
It just doesn't.
Anyone? He's an MVP champion.
In absence of Jason Tatum, you'd have to give up everything else and it would be Jaylen Brown, Giannis, and then a bunch of G Leaguers.
Yeah, I have. I hate Giannis.
Bring his brother. You got to bring his brother.
Oh yeah, you got to bring his brother.
That's part
of the deal. Theopolis, or whatever.
I mean, you can't have Joe Mazzulla as the coach. Giannis, has he ever taken he's taken threes, but that's just not.
Yeah, it's not good.
It doesn't fit what they try.
That's a great point. If you want to bring in Giannis, you probably have to get rid of Joe Mazzulla.
Horrible system.
Yeah, it's a bad fit, and I don't want to watch Giannis with the Celtics. I hate watching him play. He plays bully ball.
Yeah.
He just puts his head down.
It's like running backs going through those drills with the arms that, you know, slapping at you.
Yep, the old gauntlet. The old gauntlet. That's what he treats basketball as.
Yeah.
And I don't think he pairs up well with Jaylen Brown necessarily.
That style of play, it won't age well.
No.
You can't be, you know, playing football like you're a linebacker your whole career. and expect to be doing it just as good at the end of your career as you were at the beginning.
Okay, so I don't know if these are real or not, but I'm going to read it anyway because I have the 508 chiming in. I'm pretty sure this is a joke, so take it as that. This is a joke from the text line.
Okay, let's see if it's funny.
Reports say that Joe Mazzulla was in the recovery room waiting for Tatum to wake up. When Tatum woke up, Mazzulla simply whispered in his ear, "Get up." It's not terrible, right?
He embraced his darkness.
He embraced his darkness. We are embracing the darkness here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Afternoons, Jason Tatum has had surgery to repair his torn Achilles. The Celtics will face the Knicks tomorrow night at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown gets his first opportunity to step up, as does the rest of the roster. And Joe Mazzulla gets his chance to coach him up without his star player. Lots of opportunities tomorrow at the Garden. We get one last opportunity here on WEEI Afternoons to hear Dan Ball and what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.